Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello, I am Matt Williamson. This episode is brought to you by Live Casino. It's going to be kind of a short one today. I'm going to kind of put a bow on Senior Bowl practices, and I'm going to seal this off two lists. Daniel Jeremiah came out with his 10 players whose stock went up the most during this week. Not they're the 10 best players in Mobile, but whose stock rose the most. And I want to buzz through those with you real quick, and then I have a similar list from Matt Miller, who does really good draft work as well. Julius Brents, cornerback from Kansas State. He's 6'3", little over 200 pounds, long arms, press corner. I think he's very relevant for the Steelers. Probably, definitely day two. And I'm trying to think, you know, I'm not going to project where these guys are going to go yet. I mean, we still have 2 months before they get drafted, 3 months before they get drafted. But his stock increased a great deal. Press man guy. He can play off like a Richard Sherman type as well. Speaking of that, the Seattle rookies certainly helped his cause too, looking for those 6'3 guys. This corner class, I can't tell you this enough, but again, it's not super top heavy, but there are so many good corners in this class that the Steelers are going to be are going to get one. I mean, like, I'm going to be very critical if they don't leave this draft with a top 50 overall type player at the corner position. And it sets up really well to do that. Julius Brents is yet another name, you know, to add to that list. Darius Rush, I mentioned the other day too. He's another one that I didn't know as much about. So the corners here are really attractive. Illinois, they actually have the best corner probably in the draft. Illinois, he wasn't there. Witherspoon, he was supposed to be. They have a safety, though. They have a great secondary. Sidney Brown, who also has a brother that was there, a twin brother, the Brown brothers. Both of them look good. His brother's a running back. I'm not going to really highlight him as much. But Sidney Brown's a safety from Illinois. Do-it-all guy. I mean, really well-built, thick, sturdy, consistent, big time production type of dude. He really was impressive to me as well. If the Steelers only sign one of the two safeties, they'll probably be in the market. Maybe you get this guy in the third round and plug him in all over the defense. So I thought he was really impressive. The Steelers aren't going to draft a quarterback, I'm sure. But DJ thought, and most people thought, that Jake Haener from Fresno State was the best one there. I want to preface this, though. Like, the corners were great. The quarterbacks were terrible, which made evaluating wide receivers a little bit difficult, to say the least. I mean, wide receivers going against good corners with bad quarterbacks isn't easy to do. Everyone's talking about who's the next Brock Purdy. And I guess Haener's the name most people mention. I wasn't that impressed with him. He does have a pretty good arm. Cracked me up, though. I was watching Tuesday practice with my 16-year-old. And he's looking at the quarterbacks. He's like, these guys look like my friends. You know, they don't look like NFL players. They all look kind of little and young looking, and nobody looks like Cam Newton or Josh Allen there. So not the usual crop of quarterbacks. I remember last year was Willis and Pickett and all those dudes. Jake Haener, I guess, is the best of a not-so-great group. Diane Henley from Washington State. I briefly talked about him yesterday, linebacker. There were three or four off the ball linebackers that play in space really well. He can really run. I'm excited to see where he ends up, you know, running his 40. He'll take on blockers. So there were a handful of linebackers there that opened my eyes to, you know, you guys know I've been harping on, and I wrote my article this week about getting a linebacker from outside the organization in free agency. I'm still very much on board with that, and I laid out, you know, 8 to 12 names for you guys to read about. But if you're, it doesn't mean you can't take one in the third round as well. I mean, that was a real problem area, obviously, for the Steelers this year. Another name that won't really affect the Steelers, but is a really good player, was Will McDonald. He would be a 3-4 outside linebacker here, Iowa State. Kind of leaner. I mean, he's doesn't look like Bud Dupree, narrow waist, but he made a lot of impact as well. As I told you about, maybe my favorite guy there for the Steelers is John Michael Schmitz, the center out of Minnesota. DJ talks about him as well. I didn't see anything bad from him. I mean, every rep seemed like he won or at least stalemated. Really physical. They raved about his leadership and toughness and mental acumen while he was there. I would love to see John Michael Schmitz, and maybe even with the first pick in the second round. I think that's the neighborhood he's going to go in as a center. You know, just plug and play. I always hate that term. Oh, that guy's a 10-year starter. He looks like a walks in, starts, and plays for 10 years. I don't think the Steelers will be in the running back market, but Tajay Spears is somebody that really stood out. Smaller running back from Tulane. He played around 195, but he showed up here at 205. Which was the big hurdle for him, was can he maintain his explosiveness, his great ability to cut? Boy, he certainly did. I mean, ran away from guys, played at a different speed than any of the other running backs there. I don't think he'll be for the Steelers, just considering needs. But we talk about explosives. He would sure help the explosive category. Good receiver as well. Keon White, I've told you about as well. He's a 280-pound edge rusher. I think he'll bump inside more at the next level, or maybe he'll be like a 4-3 base end. But in today's NFL, you just take these guys and move them all around. I mean, if the Steelers fell in love with him, and I guess he was quoting Mike Tomlin the other day too, you put Keon White next to Cam Hayward with Highsmith and Watt coming off the edge on third downs. I mean, that is a handful. And this dude at 280 is expecting to maybe run under a 4.6 with like 40-inch verticals. He's going to be a first-round pick, and that showed up in a big way in Mobile. This guy's really interesting to me, too. Like, I know no one's going to want to hear about the Steelers drafting tight ends. I get that. This is a really, really good tight end class, and I think I've mentioned before, I think DJ said he expects 6 or 7 to go in the top 50, which first of all is great for the Steelers. If they're not going to be one of the ones taking them, that means a corner falls or a tackle or whatever. But it also means round 4 tight ends are, you know, are going to be values. And this guy from Cincinnati, Josh Wiley, is perfect for me in that way, because if you don't bring back Gentry or the draft rolls around and he's still unsigned, Wiley's 6'6.5", 260, very, very good blocker. I mean, very similar to Gentry, but he can run. I mean, he's a much, much better athlete, and he'd be cheaper. Josh Wiley from Cincinnati is very interesting to me. I mentioned Michael Wilson the other day from Stanford, wide receiver. One of the few well-built, thicker, tough guy type receivers from this group. A lot of these dudes are smaller, shifty space players. Very good special teamer as well, as I mentioned. So maybe he's a third round pick for the Steelers, could play inside, could play out. I think he's very attractive. Michael Wilson from Stanford. Quick break here, and then we'll come back with Matt Miller's list. They are kind of similar. There will be some overlap, and I'm not going to just talk about the same guys over and over. So there's a couple guys he's going to mention that I want you guys to be aware of as well. So back in a minute. All right, again, these are Matt Miller's top 10 winners. He also mentioned John Michael Schmitz. I don't know how you can't. The center from Minnesota. He just screams Steeler to me. Another guy I think that the Steelers will really, really like is Keanu Benton. Is a defensive tackle from Wisconsin. He's, if I'm going to compare him to somebody in recent memory, I would say he's a lot like Tyson Alualu, where would be a nose here, but not Casey Hampton, short, fat, squatty dude. I mean, he can move. He can get upfield. He has a lot of nastiness to him. I think Benton from Wisconsin would be a really good Steeler. Derek Hall's a guy we haven't mentioned. I think he'll get drafted too high for where the Steelers' needs are as an edge. He would be a 3-4 outside linebacker. He'd be a really welcome addition. But he's only 241 pounds. He showed up really well there. I don't think he's for the Steelers, though, especially because he's probably going to go in the top 50. I don't see them taking an edge that early. And he's fine, but I just think you could use that resources elsewhere. Miller also mentions Julius Brents. He's the 6'3 corner from Kansas State. Would look really good in black and gold as well. If you're on top of draft stuff, Clemson, no shock, has some really good prospects. And Brian Breesy, Miles Murphy are both defensive linemen. They're going to go in the first round or, you know, slam dunk type of picks. But they also have an edge guy in KJ Henry, who won't be as drafted as much. But boy, he looks like a Steeler to me, too. He would be an edge here. He can drop into coverage a little bit. I think he's a team captain. If not, I know he's extremely well-respected in the Clemson locker room, leader, all those type of things. That, to me, would be an ideal third outside linebacker for the Steelers. I'm guessing, maybe I'm wrong about these projections, but I'm guessing third, fourth round neighborhood. And I think that's when I'd start looking for that type of player. He also mentioned Spears, the dynamic running back. I've told you about Luke Musgrave, who might be the best tight end in this class, but was probably the best player right neck and neck as the best player in Mobile. Tight end that can really run, but he's 6'5 and a half. He's powerful. He has huge hands. They do the GPS tracker for miles per hour, and he was like third or fourth best in terms of miles per hour of anyone there, including corners, wide receivers, and you know he's 255. Luke Musgrave, I think, will be a first-round pick. Miller also mentions Michael Wilson, who I talked about before. Stanford, I didn't give you his height and weight. He's 6'1", 216. Again, they were on a really bad offense, but I think his demeanor would fit in here well. And then the last guys he mentions are carryovers as well. Keon White, the edge from Georgia Tech, that's 280-ish. And the Brown twins, you know, there's Chase is the running back and Sydney is the safety. I told you a little bit about the safety. I don't think the Steelers will be in the running back market to grab Chase, but I'm growing fonder and fonder of this running back market, but I don't think that really affects the Steelers. But Sydney, the safety, is, again, would be a real quality contributor here as well. So kind of a short show today. Everyone enjoy the week. Be a little bit of Super Bowl prep next week, dig into more Steelers specific stuff as well. And that's a wrap. See ya.